Good afternoon. It's now time for the lunchtime social discussion. And, well, the ones that are hosting it are right opposite me now. So, first of all, we say welcome to Oscar.
Morning. Afternoon.
Thank you. And we've also got the two ladies that are now going to completely take over for the next hour. So, Emma, tell us all about this hour.
We're going to be talking about the creative arts in school and how they're not necessarily encouraged as much as your academic subjects, and just sort of the different viewpoints on that.
Okay, so we know exactly what we're dealing with. What lessons are we sort of separating here?
Sort of the creative ones, so we're talking about media, film, drama, music, art, that sort of thing, versus your science, English, maths, history and geography, that sort of thing.
Okay, we're going to bring in Oscar in a minute, because obviously this will affect him as much as it will you, although he's now 17, and the bone of contention here is, I'm guessing, because you did mention it in the week, is that you're both in what year?
Year 10.
Year 10, and you chose your subjects last year?
Yeah.
And there wasn't media courses that you could go on?
No, there wasn't.
And does that annoy you?
Yeah, a bit, definitely.
What other things weren't available?
Film, because that sort of comes as a package set almost with right. Media. Drama we couldn't do.
Really?
Yeah.
What else?
I think they started doing drama again now for the younger years, but...
Would you have done drama?
Probably not, but...
What about you, Kerris? Would you have done drama?
I wouldn't have, but I have friends that definitely would have.
Okay, all right. So that's disappointing, isn't it? We did drama at school. Didn't do it as a choice. We had the choice, but in the first year, because as I say, it was slightly different. You went up to high school and you had three years. And the first year, you would just do the normal lessons that they would set for you. And drama was one of them. And it was a great way of getting people to be more confident and so on and so forth. But if you wanted to do that in the final 2 years, you had to choose it as a topic, as a subject. So we didn't do it for forever after that. But so media, film, drama, anything else?
Music is definitely not necessarily as encouraged as it should be. Art is probably the most encouraged out of all of them.
Yeah, out of all of them, it definitely is.
Okay, so art you could have done in as a choice.
Yeah.
And did you?
Yeah.
You did. So what sort of stuff do you do in art then?
Currently, we're focusing on pieces for the British Museum. So we're focusing on different prints and masks, because we're focusing on African culture.
Right.
So just different ways we can create our own pieces.
Except when we got offered art, there was we were supposed to be offered a starter year, and then we could choose between graphic design, fine art, but we never got that. We just had to do fine art.
You had to do fine art. Graphic art seems to be... You know, I might be wrong, but the way things are now, if you're good at graphic art, you're going to get a reasonable job in certain areas. You can go in and do website design, that sort of thing. But if you're doing, what was the other thing you described it as?
Fine art.
Fine art. Just describe fine art for
us. Just like drawing and painting and stuff.
You're screwing your nose up at that. Look at that.
A lot of people in my class specifically, because we're in... We have two lessons a week. One we're in the same and one we're in different classes. I think the majority of mine did it so we could start doing textiles.
Right.
We could start doing fashion and design and that sort of thing, but obviously we couldn't move on to that after the year, which was unfortunate. But
okay, at the end of this show, I want you to send a message to people that decide these things, because, you know, the message needs to come from you. And it's not like an angry, bang-the-table message. It's just, hey, look, we are, I'm guessing, 14, 15. This is what we think of the issues, and this is what we think you should do. Is that fair to do?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to annoy anybody here. We're not going to frustrate anybody. But there is a story that we'll probably come on to a little bit later on, but I know you've got some kind of structure for for this hour. So, you know, we've deciphered what is, the media, film, drama, music. I'm surprised that you don't do, you're not allowed to do drama.
Yeah, we did it in year 7 for the whole year, and then it sort of just stopped after that, I think, for us anyway.
Going to bring in Oscar here, so you need to get up nice and close to that microphone there, Oscar. What sort of lessons do you do at St George's? I know that you're in the sixth form, so it could sound slightly different, but what do you do? What lessons do you do? Come on, list them all.
I do PE, school
right.
leaders. I do photography.
Right.
I do...
Hang on, stop there. You looked and did you say photography? You're allowed to do that?
We're allowed to do photography as well.
Except we were allowed to do photography, but then after a year, the teacher, quit or they were fired, and now they have to do BTEC photography and they don't get a proper GCSE in it.
Okay. So they didn't replace him then? So they just stopped the lesson?
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I bet you were hoping that the maths teacher quits next week, aren't you? We just stopped doing maths. He's quit. It's all right. No worries. That sounds a bit odd, doesn't it?
We have an art lesson on Friday, and then some people in our art class have a photography lesson too. And we have a substitute teacher on Friday because they don't have any art teachers in on Friday. And in photography, they tell us that they just carry on with their artwork. They don't do any photography anymore.
Crikey. Do you know what? When you go back to... You're going to be public enemy number one when you go back to school. You'll be going to Medina next month. Do you have any places at Medina? What other lessons? Come on, PE, photography.
Then I do another PE as well on Friday. I do the gym. I go to the gym.
Hang on. So you got two PEs?
Yeah.
What's the first PE again?
That's sport leaders.
So what does that entail?
So I teach primary school children on the Wednesday around... Loads of primary around the island.
Yeah.
So.
Get nice and close to that microphone, aren't you? What else you got then? You're still in the same place. Come on, move close to that microphone.
That's it.
That's it. You're lessons.
We only get three options.
Three options?
Yeah.
Do you do maths?
Yeah, you have to do maths.
So this is, come on, name your, you do maths, English?
English, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
That's English and maths, isn't it?
Science?
No, we don't do science anymore.
Do you do religious education?
Yeah, we have to do that.
What do they call that now?
RE.
They just call it RE still, do they? What do they call it in your school?
Cultural literacy.
Cultural literacy?
Yeah, it teaches, like, stuff about... Well, they don't actually teach much, but... Well, they do, but...
Our cultural literacy is a mix of PSHE and then RE, so it's sort of all blended
so we don't
into
have
one.
So we don't have to take a GCSE in it. That's how they got right. around it.
Okay. Do you do a bit of cooking as well?
Yeah.
So you left that off. See, you forgot that, cooking. So would it be fair that if you look at those things, those topics that you're doing now, cooking, sports leadership, photography, and PE, you've got two lots of PE there, are you encouraged? Do you feel like you're being encouraged and, you know, because obviously... These two ladies here that are thinking we're not encouraged to do these kind of things, and we don't feel. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm quoting you. You don't feel as though you're being encouraged enough to do those subjects. So, are you encouraged? Do you get the encouragement you need?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
which is good,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
So, how sad do you feel that he's getting the encouragement and you're not? So, you do a bit of cooking. What was the last thing you cooked?
A banoffee sundae. Yeah,
sounds good. Would you like to cook a cook a biscuit? I'm guessing.
No.
Come on, talk us through this banoffee sundae then.
So, I put the biscuit on the bottom.
Do you cook the biscuit?
No.
Would you bring the biscuit in from home?
Huh?
Do they supply the biscuit?
Yeah.
So you don't have to do any cooking.
No. They all supply it there.
So go on, talk us through this whole product of making the banoffee sundae. You take a biscuit that's been cooked already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go on. Let's make it. Let's make it together.
Then you get the banana.
Yeah.
Then you get like the whipped cream. Then you get like the caramel on top.
And that's it?
Yeah.
You don't do any cooking?
No.
Someone's... And you just slap it all together?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. You'd want to make the biscuit, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You really would want to make the biscuit. You would, wouldn't you? You want to learn how to make the biscuit. Do you know what? You should go back into that lesson and you should say, I want to learn how to make the biscuit. Come on, show me how to make the biscuit. That's the important bit. The cooking. The cooking side of things. Do you do cooking now in sixth form?
I'm doing my level one.
Right. Level one. All right, okay. Do you do cooking in school?
It is an option. I don't personally, but we had to do it for the whole of year eight. In year seven, at our school anyway, you have to do a taster of all the different techs. So you have woodwork, food tech, and there's a couple, fashion and that sort of stuff. And then in year eight, they sort of just put you into one and you do that for the whole year, and then you decide whether you continue with it in year nine.
Okay.
I thought it was unfair, though, because it was only our class that got to do it in year eight. No one else got to do it, and we didn't choose to do it.
Right, okay. So, you know, that's a beef as well. I can tell by your face. You're disappointed by that. And so what's your biggest moan here? What's your biggest grumble?
Well, we on the options evening, where we got advertised all the options, my friend, she wanted to do music, and a teacher told her that it was just a waste of time and she shouldn't do it. She should take that academic route and do triple science instead.
There's a route for when you do more academic ones called EBAC, which we actually looked into a bit more, and we found a website, and it just says, the EBAC is a set of subjects at GCSE that keeps young people's options open for further study in future careers. The EBAC is English language and literature, maths, the sciences, geography or history, and a language.
Right.
So you don't really have a choice to do something like art or music or that sort of thing.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best, the options that you've chosen, if there were other things or relevant teachers available to do, would you have chosen X, Y and Z instead of what you're doing now? How happy are you with the choices that you've made?
Well, my mum she didn't force me, but she pushed me into doing the EBAC route. But I would have preferred to do other subjects. I preferred to do media if it was an option that I could choose, but it wasn't.
Okay, why would you have chosen media to do so?
I think it just because something is something I want to carry on in the future, but we couldn't.
Okay, so I know when you can carry it on in the future. I know that there's reasons for doing it, and there's reasons for, you know, your parents pushing you towards X, Y, and Z. I'm guessing at the end of the day, we had this discussion off air yesterday. The best, I mean, and this is only my belief. And, you know, kids go to school, youngsters go to school purely and simply because at the end of their education at school, they're in a position where they can go and get the job of their dreams, or they can at least play a part in society by getting a job and then, you know, moving out, buying a house, having a family, and so on and so forth. That to me is where we are with it. And media is very much a world that we live in now. There's lots of radio stations, there's lots of TV things. There's lots of things that you can do online. You know, you can have your own online podcast. People do stuff on YouTube all the time. So media is huge. Media is massive. And maybe certain people don't understand the way that it's going, and, you know, the doors that can open for you. I mean, for instance, there's guys that are huge in the world of YouTube, and which is, you know, media based. You then have to have the knowledge, the expertise to edit film and so on and so forth, put a YouTube together, and it's watched by millions around the world, and you make loads of money if that's you know, that and that is a way of making money. At the end of the day, we were always taught, get yourself a trade. Trades are, there's plumbing, work for the water board, electrician, chippy, builders. Don't see any of you. I mean, I'm not being sexist or anything like that, but a majority, sadly, we still live in a sexist world. I wouldn't have any issues if you turned up in 10 years' time as a plumber and wanted to fix my boiler because you've done all the training and so on and so forth. My plumber has actually got his daughter who's just qualified at the age of 19, and she came around and fixed our boiler very recently. But at the same time, it's pointing towards the male world. What is there for you? You know, nurses, old fashioned. Let's be a nurse. Let's be a doctor. Let's be one of those things. And I just think, yeah, media is a big thing. Media is big, and we need to understand it, and we need to understand the technology side of things as well. But I can understand why your parents have gone almost like played safe in a world that we played. So how do you feel about that? Are you grumpy about that?
Definitely. I feel like schools are old-fashioned in the way that they teach, and they teach us stuff that isn't really necessary anymore and things like that.
Well, come on, let's name those things, that, you know, because let's be honest. If you're going to have a discussion age 14, 15, you strike me as being two fairly mature people. You've got you've made some good points. You need to back it up. So come on, make those points. Which lessons would you say let's get rid of?
Well, I mean, there's not all of maths, but most of, like, some of maths that we do isn't necessary because we have calculators. Like, I'm not gonna need to know most of the stuff that we learn.
Well, I suggest that about algebra. Who uses algebra? There will be people that use it.
But you only use it if you're interested in that area.
Yeah.
That uses it, and I'm not, so why do I have to learn it?
Well, there is that. I mean, let's be honest, if you had a basic knowledge of it, that would be good enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the language as well. We touched on in the week that you're actually doing Chinese, which, you know, you go back 5-10 years, no one did Chinese in school. And, you know, it's one of those, I'm guessing it's one of the most spoken languages around the world. So you're learning it. At last, we've made some progress. Somebody's looked at it and thought, here, hang on, there's a lot more Chinese people that, you know, are talking Chinese than there are Spanish talking Spanish. So why don't we learn? Yeah, okay, we're moving in the right direction. Well, let me tell you that things like these discussions and people listening to you hopefully get listened to by other people, and they think, right, okay, we've listened to you. So now is your time to sort of say, what else do you think needs to change? You know, you've mentioned certain maths. If you've got a basic understanding, I think maths is important, really, really important. Basic maths has got to be an absolute yes, okay, as is English as well. And I know you're exceptional at English, because your friend says that you're a swot. So, you know, what other lessons are we doing away with? So we don't have to go mad on maths. Science?
I feel like some is relevant, but not all of it. Some I'm never going to use. Like photosynthesis.
Right.
I don't need to know how a plant lives.
Unless I'm gonna become makes its food.
Yeah, unless I'm going to become a gardener, which I don't think I am. But
you never know, do you?
Yeah, it might be relevant to some people in the class, but not me.
Yeah, but then the argument would be then, yeah, but if you don't know how it all works, what happens if one day you're reliant on other people growing stuff for you? What about one day if you need to start growing stuff yourself?
Well, I know how to plant something. I don't need to know how the plant keeps itself alive.
Well, you might do, because you need to keep it alive, don't you?
Yeah, you just water it. A bit of sun.
All right, I kind of see your argument, but if you're going to stand your corner, you've got to have some, you know, some firmer evidence to say, hey, I don't need... You need the basics. The basics is what you need. The basics of most things you need.
I feel like, because a lot of jobs and applications, they do need maths and English, which is good. The basics, I feel like you definitely need. But when it comes to the more complicated stuff, it definitely might become an issue for some people who struggle a bit more with it.
Mm.
Sort of closes some of their options, maybe.
Okay. Well, look, the ultimate is, you leave school with an education that gets you a job. Okay? And the tricky question is, you don't know what you want to do. You have no idea what you want to do. Do you?
Kind of an idea. I know what I don't want to do.
All right, okay, well, let's start with that. What don't you want to do?
Anything to do with science.
But you chose triple science.
I didn't want to choose triple science.
Okay, you had to.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I'm just sitting on the other side and firing these other questions from a different angle. I didn't like science. I thought, what a waste of time this is. I didn't really... There's nothing in the science lessons that I learnt that I took and thought, I'm now using age 53. Or even age 23. But you need to back it up with something. And I guess the problem is with a lot of people, they don't know what they want to do. So I guess we have something that, you know, lessons that are across the board and going to appeal to everybody. Whereas, just say for instance, it's really sad that if there are people out there that, hey, look, I want to do media. Why isn't there a media course? That's what I want to do when I leave school. That is my dream job. Where is the media course? That then, you could then argue that, hey, hang on a minute, we're letting this person down. And there are other people too. If you've got an idea of what you don't want to do, but if you've got an idea of what you do want to do, come on, hit me with that.
I want to do something in media, but there wasn't any course that I could, because there wasn't a teacher that could teach it at my school.
So that's what you're grumpy about, really?
Yeah.
It comes down to media. There wasn't a media course to go on, and there was at other schools.
Yeah.
Is that how you feel as well?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not more focused on media, I'm more focused on music.
Right.
Which there is a lot of options. There's sort of your main lessons, and then there is sort of clubs that you can join at our school. But it definitely hasn't got necessarily the enthusiasm from everybody that it does sort of not deserve, but it should get.
Well, the thing is, I mean, this is, here's where you two differ, okay? Yours wasn't available, so you're grumpy. Yours is available, but you're saying that it isn't, you're not encouraged in a way that you want to be encouraged.
I originally had my options down as triple science because I was sort of not pushed into it, but I was told that I should be doing it, so I put it down. But luckily, I was able to change that and go into music. But when you look at, not that it matters much, but class sizes, my music class is something like 11, 12 people maybe.
Right.
So it definitely, not necessarily because not everyone's encouraged, but not everyone knows a lot about it. You might not enjoy that lesson, you might not be good at it, but it definitely does deserve more sort of a push towards it.
Okay, look, we're going to take a break in a mo, but did you answer the question 1 to 10, scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you with the lessons that you've got?
I'm probably about a 4.
So that's quite low, isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like creative subjects aren't seen as proper subjects, they're seen as more hobbies and stuff. Even though they can be, like, you can take them into a career.
And yet we live in a totally different world now. So you would think that there would be more options to go and get a job in that, you know, and encouragement to go and get a job in that totally different world that we live in. I mean, you go back 20, 30 years, go back 30 years, computers weren't, you know, really that advanced. You didn't have to worry about emails. We were still writing stuff. Now we live in a world where if you wanted to go and get a job, you'd have to use email, so you'd have to have some kind of intelligence when it comes down to, you know, computer science, which is something else that you've not mentioned yet, but maybe we'll mention that in part two, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want you to be grumpy too much. On a scale of 1 to 10, how happy are you?
Probably about an 8.
So you're all right,
yeah,
Jack?
I'm quite happy with what I chose, just because I was able to change eventually and do what I was very happy doing, but I would have liked to do something like film, because that sort of ties in a little bit to what I want to do in terms of creative writing, so that would have been nice to have a course to do that, but I'm quite happy with what I've got now. So
okay, do the lessons in school, do they need to be modernised? Do we need to bring this thing up to date so that, you know, when you do go and get or try and get a job, you're in the best possible place with intelligence and skills that you've learnt to go and work in today's world? Because that's basically what it all comes down to. If we're still churning out the same sort of stuff as we were 30 years ago, it's not going to benefit you when you leave school. So do you think there should be some wholesale changes or just a tinker?
I think some subjects are okay, but some definitely deserve to be modernised in a way, because it does depend all on the individual and what their strengths lie in and whether or not they were going to get higher passes or they're going to enjoy it more, depending on what they take, really.
Okay, look, we'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll try and cheer you up, because you're only a 4 out of 10 when it comes down to happiness and the lessons that you chose, which, you know, I think it's really quite sad, actually. I do feel sorry for you, and I don't want to overplay it, but I mean, I do sympathise. A quick break, we shall come back.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Did you love albums and the sound of music on vinyl? Head up to Paul and Tower Music Lounge for a great selection of vintage vinyl and CDs from across the decades, guitars and accessories. We're at the top of Ryde High Street near St John's Hill. We buy and sell records, so pop in and show us your collection. Sit and chat and relax with a coffee. We're open from 9 until 5 from Tuesday to Saturday, and you can call us on 07905 536 541. And if you like a bit of Elvis, this is the place to go.
Immerse yourself in the nostalgia of how railways used to be at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. Our genuine island locomotives and carriages date back to Victorian times and are immaculately restored to pristine condition. The one-hour train ride takes you through unspoiled countryside and woodland. So come and enjoy a journey with a difference at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway. For further details, visit iwsteamrailway.co.uk.
Hi, I'm Charlie from Red Squirrel Property Shop. We have a special promotion going on now up until the 31st of May this year, where if we do not sell your home within 80 days, it's absolutely free. Yep, no tricks, no catches, completely free. Give us a call today on 521212 or go to our website, redsquirrelpropertyshop.co.uk, and get us selling your home.
Vectis Radio supports the Red Box Project, which aims to ensure that no young island woman misses school or suffers embarrassment because she has her period. The project gives young women in need the reassurance of enough menstrual pads for their entire period by providing a red box filled with menstrual towels, tampons and spare pants that's kept with an appropriate member of school staff. If you'd like to help, you can donate a packet or two of menstrual towels at one of the drop-off points. There's one here in the Vectis Radio studio. For more details, search Red Box Project Isle of Wight on Facebook. Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. marketing@vectisradio.fm.
The Mid-Morning Show is proudly sponsored by PC Consultants, the island's leading provider of IT service, consultancy and support to businesses, public sector and private clients across the island. Call us at PC Consultants on 01983 811 711 to find out more about our award-winning service.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. So we're right smack bang in the middle of a lunchtime social discussion, and this is very much Emma and Keris's topic. And just to outline this for us, Keris, just in case people are tuning in for the first time.
We're just talking about how creative subjects in schools aren't as encouraged as academic ones and how we think they should be encouraged more than they are.
Okay, and just off the back of that, and we did have a kind of a part of a conversation on air, and then during the commercial break, we were discussing the fact that you are going over to Southampton at the weekend representing the Isle of Wight, yeah. Trampolining, and would you have liked? Don't let me put words in your head, but in your mouth. But would you have liked to have been able to do, you know, PE as a GCSE?
It was offered as a GCSE, but I couldn't specialise in trampolining because our school didn't have the facilities for it.
Okay, which is kind of sad because you think you've got this skill and, other people might scoff, you might scoff at this as well, and you think, but hang on a minute, if you've got a skill and you're a trampoline, is it a trampolinist?
I think so, I don't really know.
Is that what we call it? And you're going to represent the Isle of Wight. We should be encouraging people like you because you never know. Olympics around the corner, not this one, but the one after that. But if we don't encourage people, and we don't have the facilities for those people, then we're never ever going to get there. So you've actually decided to not do sport at all, and you chose something else instead.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, is that something else that you're not happy about? Would you have liked to have done it?
Yeah, because I think it's something that I would have been good at, something like extra that I could have had, but our school doesn't have enough money for the insurance, that's what I was told.
This all comes down to insurance and money.
Insurance for the trampolines.
Okay, that's kind of sad. Because otherwise, when you look at it long term, we lose a sports person, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And so what other beefs and griefs have you got?
Well, I think schools are old-fashioned and they don't teach us what we really need to know for life. They teach us more for the exams and passing the exams, so then the school looks better rather than us being prepared.
When did you go back to school? Tomorrow?
I think it's on Monday.
All right, good luck with that. But I kind of, there'll be a lot of people that will agree with you. You know, facts, figures, ticks in columns and so on and so forth. And I don't, this isn't, I've got to be honest with you, this isn't a dig at the teachers, because all they're doing is just, continuing the system that's been put in place. And it takes people like yourself to have a discussion and put these points across, and hopefully people will listen and then say, hey, hang on a minute, are we serving these youngsters the best we possibly can? Or is it just about ticks and making schools look good? There has to be a bit of both. There has to be, so that the schools look good and so on and so forth. But it doesn't help individual cases like yourself, who's got a talent and is not being encouraged. You've got a talent, but it is kind of being encouraged because you can take a GCSE for it.
Yeah, definitely. It does. It varies on the specific subject you're doing, I feel like. Music is more, not publicised, but it's definitely seen as less of a hobby A lot of creative arts are seen as more of a hobby and not as a official career prospect or whatever. But I feel like music, I'm lucky in the fact that music is more encouraged out of all of them.
Right.
Compared to something like Kel's, what she wanted to do, which isn't necessarily given the funding it deserves or stuff like that.
Okay, I just want to make this point. I know you wanted to chip in there, but please, don't let that put you off. If you've got a talent, just because it's not happening at school for you, don't let that put you off. Channel that energy and make something positive happen. And if you've got the talent, it will shine through, regardless of whether you've got a GCSE or not.
I go to a trampolining club, and it's very expensive for my mum. But I feel like if it was at school, people who maybe couldn't afford to do that, they would be able to do that, because some people never get the opportunities to do the creative subjects or the other things that they want to do because they don't have the money and the schools aren't running them.
Okay. You got some quotes from your mum?
Yeah, because she works in a primary school and she has for quite a while. I was curious about whether it's similar, because obviously where we're in high school, we weren't sure whether it's similar or not. So I said, how much of the arts, how pushed is it in primary school? She said, it isn't the main focus. Numeracy and literacy are the main subjects. Music can be limited due to the resources, and so can art. So it really depends. Where, she was also talking about how, where primary school teachers, they sort of teach generally, so they don't focus on one subject. A lot of the time, they're not necessarily qualified to teach more creative subjects to a higher ability, because they have the workload of focusing on everything, which is quite different. She said they're also seen as more sort of chill out subjects, so you need your science, your English and your maths to get through your SATs, and then sort of music and art are like afternoon things where it's like a chance to have a break in a way.
Okay, so treat it as a hobby.
Yeah, kind of, in a way. Not
kind of
not always intentionally.
Kind of belittling, though, isn't it?
Yeah, a bit. Definitely.
Oh, you want to be a painter? Oh, well, you know, you go and relax in the afternoon. It kind of sounds a bit like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not meant to sound like that. But
oh, definitely not, no.
That's the kind of way it comes across. So what would you like to happen, then? If I was to say to you now, right, okay, you've got a message, and I know we're doing this early, because otherwise, if we get carried away in a minute, and we go, oh, we've only got a minute left, and you've got... I want you to, give the message. Because obviously, there'll be people that will be in place that aren't teachers, I suppose they're the politicians, governing boards, call it what you will, but they are the ones that decide what and what is available, who's available to do it, and so on and so forth. So what message would you have for them when they decide that they're going to have a little meeting, and whether we change things or not is down to what you say?
In no way are we saying that people should be pushed into creative arts at all, because that's sort of what we're saying that shouldn't happen with academic either. It's more having that balance of, if you want to do a certain subject, you should be able to, and have that not as a priority, but have it as something that you know you're strong in, something that you will succeed in, as well as having the balance of either creative on the other side or academic on the other side.
Okay. When you leave school, you will have to, at some point, think about moving house. And, you know, you'll have to cook for yourself and fend for yourself and so on and so forth. How much of... because I'm going to chuck in the mortgage thing in a minute. Let's chuck it in now. How much detail could you cook? We've already established earlier in the week, but we'll confirm it now. Can you cook?
No.
Okay. Can you cook?
A little bit, but most of it... some of the meals that I can cook, the limited amount I can cook now, I did learn in food tech.
Okay.
Just like a little bit.
But the things we learnt in food tech, I'm probably never going to eat. Like, I'm not going to eat a bread and butter pudding, am I?
They're very like...
Again, that is a brilliant point. Is that going to make you survive? You can't survive on bread and butter pudding.
You could try, I reckon.
You know, it's a case of maybe. I say, look at it this way. Cook a roast. You know, are you vegetarian? It doesn't matter whether you are or not.
But no,
if you cook a vegetarian, cook a roast dinner, roast chicken. Okay, you're going to have leftovers. Okay, and then you say, right, cook that roast dinner. Okay, then you take whatever's left and you make that into another meal. Now that, to me, is giving you the skills to cook, learn about food from start to finish, make it go further and so on and so forth, bring in the mortgage situation, we're talking finances. Should that be taught in schools or should that be taught in homes?
I feel like the schools can't expect the parents to teach them because not all parents are going to teach them. The schools should teach them at least the basics because I have no idea how to do any of that stuff.
I feel you definitely need the balance of being taught in school and out of school, and at any chance, if and where possible, parents should aim to possibly teach just the basics of anything, if that's possible. Obviously, I know it's not for everyone, but schools should definitely cover more of sort of necessary life skills in a way.
See, I think it starts in the home.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe continues in school. I mean, you can't, you know, I think it's you've got to have a bit of both, haven't you? And what did you just say then, that you can't, the teachers can't be expected to do it?
The parents can't be expected to do it because not all parents are going to do it to, like, I'm not going to sound mean, but not all parents care about their kids in that way.
That's harsh, but, you know, I would imagine there'd be some people that would agree with you. But at the same time, if you're having kids, that's what you've got to do. That's what parents do. Yet they have to teach their kids the rights and wrongs of life. They have to teach them at least the basics of cooking skills and, you know, working the washing machine, if you've got one. If not, tell them where the nearest laundrette is. And then there's the thing where you need to stand on your own 2 feet with money. You need to be able to work out money and finances and stuff like that. So here you are, you're age 14, you are. You've got a few years yet to learn these things, but is there at some point in the next 2, 3, 4 years at school one of these lessons that is going to teach you all of those things that you need to know when you leave school?
We have cultural literacy lessons, which teach us, well, they teach us some stuff, like we learn about politics in them, but I don't know anything about what's current. But those stop next year because of our exams. We need to focus on our exams instead of the other subjects.
You have to learn about the one thing that's driven everybody crazy over the last, and it just highlights the fact that they know absolutely nothing, and you've got to learn about it rather than learn how to, you know, what a mortgage is, how much, and, you know, what's APR, how long do you cook a chicken for, and so on. I find that absolutely astounding. That needs changing. Sorry, I'll cut you off.
Oh no, it's all right. I've forgotten that though.
That's incredible. You know, what else do you learn? Do you learn politics?
Well, we learn what the different parties are, but I don't know what they actually like do. I don't know any of that stuff. Or
we focused on learning about British values and sort of our rights as humans for like a couple of weeks. Year 7 or 8.
Hang on, let's just deal with that. Values.
Yes.
Come on, talk me through some values. What have you learned?
We had to say what we thought it was to be British, like fish and chips and cups of tea. But that's not going to help me. Like,
that was just like a little fun activity to do. But we sort of had a sheet that where we had to go through all of our rights, not necessarily just as British people, but just in general. So things like we had to discuss the right to live and like the right to worship and stuff like that. So that came down to more opinion, if anything. We had to say our views on all of it.
Okay, well, that's slightly more where we should be. We should be learning other people's cultures and being more respectful of, but then learning about fish and chips and British and things like that. I just think, hang on a minute. You probably get that at home anyway, don't you? Have you had fish and chips before?
Yeah. Who hasn't had fish and chips?
Well, there you go. That's the whole point. You know, it's like, who hasn't? You're pretty, you go down most high streets and there'll be a fish and chip shop, if not two. So you pretty much know that already. Do you really need to learn it?
No.
That activity as a whole, that was just sort of when we were coming in, that was a starter. We had to just cut
out.
We
spent a long time.
We did spend
that.
A while on it. But that's because we like cutting and sticking, apparently.
Yeah,
we sort of
a
just
lot
had to rate the most British, the most typical British things to the least out of the list. So it was things like the NHS and Man U, that sort of thing.
Man U? What, you mean Man United?
Yeah. I don't support Man U. Personally.
And that was a lesson.
Part of a lesson, yeah.
Good grief. Do you feel, you know, just say for instance, right, bring people change school, would you be ready?
No,
not personally.
Would you be ready in 4 years' time? Knowing what you've got coming up, what you're going to learn, I think the most of all to stand you in good stead to go on to the next level, i.e. get jobs and so on and so forth, are probably going to come from your parents, which is kind of sad because you're going to learn all those things at school, you know, your English, your maths and so on and so forth, but the basic skills of life you're going to learn from, you know, life skills from your parents, which is probably, it's always been the case, and it is their job. But like you said, you know, some parents, there are some, I doubt that there can't be that many, can I? I'd like to think that there was enough parents out there that are going to help their youngsters work out the rights and the wrongs and point them in the right direction.
If I asked my mum to explain, like, how to apply for a mortgage or how to do taxes, she would explain it to me. But I think some parents expect...
could she come around and explain it to me? Because I still don't understand it.
I think some parents expect it to be taught in schools, but then the schools expect it to be taught at home, and then just no one gets taught anything, and then you're left in the dark and you don't know how to do anything.
Right, okay. So is there... Come on, did we work out a message to people that, you know, this is what we want you to do?
I think schools are old-fashioned, and I think they should modernise and teach more, like, about life skills and the things that we need to know when we leave school, and just, like, explore people's talents more, which they don't do as much as they should.
See, I can fully understand your grumpiness. I can fully understand your grumpy face there, because you've got a talent that... And in this instance, it isn't being exploited, if that's the right word. You, we're not sort of saying, hey, look, we're not encouraging you to go and be an Olympic champion when you've got a talent. That would be, for me, very, very frustrating. But obviously, you know, how often does that come along? Is it just a case of you're in the wrong place at the wrong time and it's just unlucky? Or maybe there should be a situation where we think, hey, hang on a minute, I bet you if you was in Russia and you were good at gymnastics, they would say to you, right, you're coming on our course. Okay, you're coming to this school now. But then you choose the schools. You could have gone somewhere else where they've had, like, you know, where you can do trampolining.
I think it's because you choose the schools by what their results that they get on academic subjects. So the schools want their academic subjects to be better than they are, unless you go to, like, a specialised school. Like, if you're good at drama, you go to a drama school. It's, like, not going to... They're not... Like, people don't choose their schools by if they do trampolining or not.
Did you want to do drama?
No.
Did you want to do drama?
No.
Right, so you mentioned drama a couple times.
Our best friend said that she didn't want to do drama, but
she does theatre outside of school, and she is very, very talented at it. She did music as she would have done music anyway, but theatre, she said she would have liked to do it. So.
Okay, look, this is your hour. Have we covered everything that you want to talk about?
I think so.
Is there anything else you want to add? Mm. Was there any views from friends, family?
Other family? My stepdad said that he thought that there should be a balance between the academic subjects and the creative subjects, but he says that it's commonly viewed that the creative subjects just aren't seen as real, like, proper subjects. They're seen as more hobbies, and they don't carry as much weight as the academic ones do.
But I think that's changing. I think it is changing because, you know, you only got to look at the world that we live in now. I mean, you know, when you try and explain to somebody that someone is a YouTuber and that is very much media-based and they need to have those skills, they've picked up the skills somewhere along the lines, and there are millions of these YouTubers and they're making a living out of it. You know, how old's your stepdad?
He's 46.
So he's slightly younger than I am. And he's probably got the same kind of outlook and so on, but things have changed. I'm sorry, it's Stephen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Things are changing, Steve. They've changed a lot, and they're going to change even more. And I think that we need to put things in place to get youngsters like you ready for the next stage. Things are changing massively, dramatically, and we need to modernise. We need to bring it up to date and give those people an opportunity. Because, as I say, these people that go on these YouTube, make these YouTube things, they're earning millions, mm-hmm. and their stuff's going all the way around the world and so on and so forth. Now, I'm probably like old Steve. I can't get my head around that because I'm thinking, get a proper job, mate.
We were around my grandparents' house and they asked my little sister, what do you want to do when you're older? And she said, well, I'd like to be a YouTuber. And they said, well, you can't do that. That's not a proper job. Which, I mean, it's fair enough, but...
Yeah. Now, is there someone waving in the window that you obviously know?
Yeah.
Can you tell us who it is?
It's our head of year at school.
Oh, you're joking. Really?
She's probably come to tell us off for what we've been saying.
Oh, you rebels, you.
Sorry.
No, I think she's liking what she's hearing. I didn't know that Judy was... It is Judy, isn't it? Yeah, I didn't know that she was top dog at Carisbrook. Are you running the shebang up there? Yeah, she is. She wears the trousers. So you've got to have a word with her, haven't you? So anyway, look, it's been a really, really good experience this week. I love listening to youngsters, and I sort of just confirms the fact that we live in a world that's changing and we need to change with it, because otherwise it doesn't suit you and it won't suit you when you grow up to live in it properly, grown up. And it needs people like you to speak up for those people that can't come on a microphone, come on a radio station and do that. So you should be proud of yourselves for doing that, making the point. And we've got to modernise. We've got to take this thing, we've got to look at what we've got and the things that are in place now. They're totally different than 30 years ago. And I'm not knocking the fact that you should go and get yourself a trade. If you want to be a plumber, you'll always have a job. Go and get yourself a trade in electrician. You'll always have a job. You will. You'll always have a job. But the thing is now, things are changing and more and more people are on the internet. More and more people, there's more and more jobs on the internet. It's internet-based, so we need to be teaching those kind of skills to youngsters like yourself. And obviously, most importantly, you need to, to feed yourself. You need to keep the roof over your head, so you need to be taught those things as well. Some of that stuff comes from school. Some of that stuff comes from the parents as well. That's the way it's got to be. But, hey, look, have you enjoyed yourselves?
Yeah, definitely.
And the confidence levels have gone through the roof now, because 2 days ago you turned up and couldn't hear you. And now you've just done a whole show on what you wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. Thank you for being great guests, not just for today, but all week. And hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll get that career in the media. And more importantly, you'll go and get an Olympic gold, because this will spur you on. Don't let the negative things in life put you off.
You're committed to doing that now. You have to.
Go and do it. Go and win an Olympic gold on the trampoline. Good luck, Keris. And good luck, piano star over there, Emma.
Thanks.